Children as young as 3 years old may need to be tested for high blood pressure. That's according to the journal Pediatrics. The August issue recommends screening for hypertension in young children, and part of the reason is the epidemic of childhood obesity. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
As a pediatric cardiologist in Denver, Reginald Washington says he sometimes sees newborns with high blood pressure, but it's a bit easier to develop a diagnosis at that age.
Kind of a rule of thumb among pediatrics is that the younger you are when you're identified as having hypertension, the more likely we're going to find secondary causes.
When an infant has hypertension, Washington says there are usually other serious physical problems involved, like kidney tumors, heart problems, or a faulty thyroid gland. But by the time a child is 3 or 4, Washington says obesity, poor diet, or a lack of physical activity can also be key factors. But some physicians wouldn't consider screening a chubby 3-year-old because they still think of hypertension as an adult disease. Washington is sold on hypertension screening because of his work as co-chair of the American Academy of Pediatrics Task Force on Obesity.
If there's a family history of high blood pressure, meaning parents, grandparents, first-degree relatives have high blood pressure, those children are at much higher risk of developing high blood pressure themselves. The same can be true with obesity. The same can be true with high cholesterol values.
That's why Washington welcomes the new guidelines, developed by the National High Blood Pressure Education Program's Working Group on Children. Researchers say pediatricians should begin routine screening of children by age 3, even if they aren't obese. Program Chair Benita Faulkner is Professor of Medicine and Pediatrics at Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia. Prior to the 1980s, Faulkner says most researchers simply didn't believe children could have high blood pressure.
Now, the problem with that was people did not take blood pressures on a regular basis in children. We did not have any good data on what's normal and what's abnormal, so we relied on the adult numbers for high blood pressure.
But as a nephrologist, Faulkner was often seeing high blood pressure readings in children with kidney and endocrine problems. She suspected a higher incidence of juvenile hypertension and that adult measurements were not appropriate. Faulkner says the new guidelines use extensive research from the past few decades to broaden the way clinicians assess hypertension in children.
And as that data has developed over time, we now know that a lot more about what's normal, and based on what's normal, then we can redefine high blood pressure in children using numbers that are appropriate for children according to age and body size and sex.
Faulkner says research suggests that as many as 3% of children have high blood pressure. The new guidelines encourage pediatricians to more aggressively recommend diet and exercise for young children who may be pre-hypertensive. Pediatric cardiologist Washington says the good news is technology like the Doppler blood pressure monitor makes it easier to measure blood pressure in restless young children.
It's just a simple thing about the size of a dime connected to a wire, and you just hold it on the arm when you're measuring the blood pressure with the usual cuff.
And Washington says even better news is that hypertension in very young children can often be reversed with the same kind of diet and lifestyle changes that would help their parents, too. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.